Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
ITC Great Plains, part of the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, owns, operates, and maintains key portions of the high-voltage transmission system in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the young men and women of the Oklahoma FFA and 4-H as they sponsor reports from the 2017 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. To learn more about us, visit ITCTransCo.com. That's ITCTransCo.com. ITC, your energy superhighway.
Well, moderate cattle trading surfaced in most areas today as feedlots responded to higher packer bids. Most live business in the South was marked at $128. That's $3 higher than last week. Dress deals in the North had mostly $210, $8 to $9 higher than last week's weighted average basis from Nebraska. The corn trade closed modestly higher today, supported a bit by the ongoing reality that the U.S. markets remained priced well below the South American competition. And the stock market closed sharply higher after the Fed raised interest rates, as expected, but provided more moderate comments than some were looking for. The Dow advanced by 112 points, and NASDAQ gained 43. Live cattle markets back toward the upper limits of a long-held trading range by reports of another jump in packer bids. Live contracts closed 32 to 137 higher. Triple-digit gains in spot April through August seemed at least a token of recognition of the country's growing premium status. And feeders quickly got back on track yesterday, inspired in part by feedlot cash and stronger live futures. Prices settled 40 to 137 higher, with March through September landing triple-digit gains. And grain futures posted modest gains across the board overnight, finding strength on price charts and bullish news from the Federal Reserve. Corn prices were a little higher, benefiting from slow but fairly steady buying overnight. May futures moved above resistance at the old support line from the six-month rally, taking aim at the 100-day moving average. Soybeans were higher, rebounding from an early washout in Asia when an opening rally failed. May futures tested resistance at the old channel support line from the downtrend off January highs. And wheat prices were higher at all three markets on weather concerns and more friendly charts. May futures moved back above 100-day moving averages at all three markets on this week's rebound. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.